Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Neon and Beyond. In the light of everything going on, we're going to try and make some lemonade out of lemons and take our minds to new and exciting places and how we can get involved. Our community has come together through all of the COVID-19 issues and things going on. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you for listening, and please don't go out if you don't have to. Stay healthy, wash your hands, and all that good public service announcement that I need to get out there first. And again, thank you for coming along this morning. There are some great things that we can still get involved with. We are finding new and exciting ways to keep our community, you know, with big smiles and great ways to still get involved without, you know, having to get out at the same time. So this morning, with that said, I'm very pleased to announce from the Ronald McDonald Greater Charities, Carolyn is here. She's the marketing director. And Carolyn, good morning. Thank you for joining us via the phone.
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for having me. I know it's a little untraditional, but happy to still participate.
I know, new ways and new ways of doing things. And we were all set to go with a big, huge event, which Lotus Broadcasting has been a big part of, and that is the 5K 1 Mile Fun Walk, right? Run Walk?
Yeah, our Running for the House. It's our 16th annual event. It was scheduled for Saturday, April 18th. Generally speaking, we have over 1,000 runners who join us at the house every year for that event. It is a 5K run as well as a 1 mile walk for those who didn't want to do the run. But obviously, with everything going on right now, we were unable to hold the event in its traditional form. So we have transitioned the event into a virtual run, which is kind of new to us, but we're really hoping that the community gets behind us and joins us during this time, as everything's going virtual right now. We're all communicating virtually as well. And so what a virtual run is essentially it's the same thing. So it's still a 5K run or a 1 mile walk. The date is still the same, Saturday, April 18th. We're just asking folks and participants to do the run or walk on their own. And so that means you can do it in your neighborhood. If you just want to walk around the block a few times, you can go to your local park, go out to a trail and do the 5 miles on a trail, really kind of whatever you want. If you want to bike ride instead of running, you can do that too. So we're kind of leaving it open for interpretation for what you want to make it, but still participate in the event with us.
That is just so cool that you guys are doing this, because we still get to do the event and we still get to help a great charity here in Las Vegas. Before we get to all the details on that, because I love what you guys are doing, tell everybody about the Ronald McDonald House in Las Vegas and what you guys do.
Sure. So most people know us for our main program, which is our house. You know, we are the Ronald McDonald House, but we also are several other programs. But the house, for people who don't know, it is a home away from home for families who are in town seeking medical care for their child. So this could be kind of a long-term illness or treatment, such as getting cancer treatment or heart treatment, or it could just be that families were in town for vacation and mom, you know, went into preterm labor or anything like that and had to be hospitalized and, you know, they're not from here. So it's basically anyone who has to come into town, and we provide housing for them. We provide food for them. We provide laundry services. Our house has play areas, a backyard. So we really are a home away from home for those families. So that's kind of our main program. But then we also have a family room at Sunrise Children's Hospital. That's kind of a mini version of our house at the hospital for families who, you know, just don't want to even leave the hospital to go home and take a shower. And so we have shower facilities, a couple sleeping rooms there, a kitchenette with some food. We also have our Lunches on Us program, which we provide hundreds of daily lunches a day to local hospitals, including Sunrise, Summerlin, and UMC, and those get distributed to the families who are at their child's bedside. And then we also have our Care Mobile, which we provide dental care either at low cost or no cost to not only families here in the Valley, but to families up in the northern parts of our area as well that just don't have access to as much dental care as we have here in the city. And then we also offer a scholarship program for kids in both Nye and Clark County who are graduating high school to help them go to college. So We've got a lot of stuff going on, so we're really excited to, you know, kind of help do this fundraising run because we still have all those great programs that we want to support after we get out of this crazy time.
Well, and I think it's important too, and thank you again for coming on Neon and Beyond this morning, because in the midst of you might be getting caught up in the media or things that are going on, we're making a good thing because there are still kids that are affected today, not just, you know, everyone else that is worried about not getting the coronavirus, but there are still kids and the need for your home is open for kids and families that are sick, correct?
Yeah, it is. And that's a great point because, you know, pregnancy doesn't stop, you know, cancer treatments don't stop. I mean, there's still a lot of kind of these long-term, you know, elective surgeries obviously can be pushed back. But a lot of the stuff can't be. These people are getting treatment, you know, to help keep them alive. And so that can't be stopped just because of this crazy pandemic we're in. And so we are still supporting those families who are still coming into town seeking those services.
And are you still doing the lunches, I'm assuming, for the medical staff? Because that is still going on. That's 24/7.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we've had to cancel or suspend temporarily the family room and the lunch program for now, mainly because we no longer are able to have our volunteers come to the house. As I'm sure all charities in this region are discovering, we just aren't able to sustain that right now during these times. A, the volunteers don't want, because they can't leave, you know, they don't want to leave their house either, and we can't send those folks into the hospitals right now, unfortunately. So unfortunately, some of our programs that are sustained by volunteers are suspended, but I think it's really showing all of us at the house just how much our volunteers and our supporters mean to us, because we're really seeing how much it is that they do, not only for our organization, but just in the community in general. So we're so supportive, you know, and that's why we're trying to let people know you can't volunteer with us right now, but here's still this way that you can help, which is the run and to get involved in that.
And so the virtual run is coming up in it's the 16th annual?
Yep, 16th annual. It's been going on for a few years.
Yeah, and so give us the details on how we can get involved and what we should be doing to keep supporting the Ronald McDonald House here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so we still have you can register online through our website, which is rmhlv.org, or you can text to register as well, and that text is RUN4FAMILIES, and that's RUN, the 4 is the number 4, so RUN4FAMILIES to 41444. And then it sends you a direct link back that you just click on to register through your phone. So there's two different ways to register. We're asking everybody, once they do register, we've created a Facebook group that will hopefully kind of create some of that community that unfortunately we can't get in person right now. But we're asking folks to, you know, comment about why they joined, why they support the house, just kind of make it a good interactive community, show pictures of how you're training for the run. I'm going to be posting some videos of me doing some exercises at home soon on that group, and just kind of build that community of supporters. And then on the day of the event, we want everybody to, you know, do the run. And the great thing is, like I mentioned, you can do it whenever and wherever you want. So if you don't want to get up early in the morning, you can do your run at noon or in the afternoon. So that's a little different because obviously usually you have to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to come, you know, do a fundraising run. So it's adds a little bit of a bonus there if you want to sleep in and just do it in the afternoon. But then take photos of you while you're doing it, you know, a selfie, and post that to the Facebook group and let people know how you are participating and supporting. And, you know, we'll be doing the same with our staff as well as we do the run ourselves. So,
all right. So this morning we are talking with the beautiful Caroline Kresser from the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas, the marketing coordinator, and the 16th annual run for the house is coming up on Saturday, April 18th, still happening, but a virtual way, you know, making the lemonade out of these times, which I think is amazing, and how you can get involved. So the social aspect of it, are you just telling people to go to Facebook, or do you have other ways people can upload pictures and their experience?
Yeah, I mean, they can tag us. We have the Facebook group just because that's the easiest way to kind of, you know, get everybody in one place. But we have several hashtags. So, you know, if people want to, if they only are on Instagram or if they're only on Twitter, you know, they definitely can tag us there with what they're doing. And those hashtags are Rock the Socks, because we do, one of the things that we give to all of our participants are red and white striped socks. We don't do the T-shirts. We do the socks, and everybody loves the socks. That's the one main question we've gotten during this transition is, do I still get my socks? The answer is yes, so we're really excited about that. And then we also have a hashtag running for the house, and then hashtag keeping families close, because that is obviously our motto and our mission at the house. So you can tag us on all forms of social media, and we'd love to reshare and retweet everything that you guys are doing to still support the run.
All right, and so what is the Facebook group called?
It's called Virtual Running for the House. If you go to our main Facebook page, which is, Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas, on the left-hand side, there's a group. And if you click on that, it's the only group we have right now, so it should be pretty easy to find. But anybody who registers, we've been posting on social media, and it's also on our Facebook page, the direct link to the Facebook group. Even if you aren't registering for whatever reason and you want to participate and see what we're doing, you're more than welcome to join the group.
And do you recommend that people email if they have more questions, or can they call as well?
Yeah, they can call the house. We are obviously on a smaller staff in-house, so email might be easier. But the number at the house is 702-252-4663. Or you can email events, that's just events, at rmhlv.org. And my colleague is manning that 24/7 and responding to any and all questions as they come in about what this new event looks like and kind of how they can participate.
All right. So looking for fun things to do, new and improved ways of doing different things, but still helping great charities here in Las Vegas. So get the day timer out. Make sure you put it in your phone, your day timer, whatever it is. It's coming up on Saturday, April 18th, the 16th annual Run for the House. And the beautiful marketing coordinator for the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas, Carolyn Kresser, with us this morning. Before we let you go, any last words for everyone?
No, we just want to say thank you so much. I mean, when we first decided to transition this event to a virtual run, we weren't, we'd never done that before, and we weren't sure how that was going to go over with participants, if people would be upset. And we really just are so heartwarmed by the support that we've received, not only from our sponsors, but from the participants. And everybody's so 100% in and wanting to participate, and it just means so much to us. So we're just so thankful, in these crazy times, that people are still supporting our organization.
All right. So make sure you go to the website. Give it to us one more time so people can find out more information and get involved when we're able to get more involved with you guys in the future.
Yeah. It's rmhlv.org is our website. And we'd love to have you there. We got more information about all of our programs in addition to the upcoming run.
And of course, we got the socks coming back this year, so no one has to be upset.
Yep, everyone's still going to get them.
So before we let you go, what are you going to be doing for the virtual run?
Well, I haven't decided yet. Obviously, since I manage most of our social media accounts, I'm going to be online all day long, seeing what other people are doing and resharing and tweeting and everything. But there's a park near my house that's about 1 mile around, and so I'm thinking of doing my 3 laps around that. So we'll see.
Awesome. See, Carolyn's doing it. You can do it too. So everybody get involved. The Ronald McDonald House, Run for the House, the 16th annual is coming up. A virtual way to get involved, still help our community, still help the great charities working here in Las Vegas and all of our neighbors and people that need it. So Carolyn, thank you again for joining us, and I appreciate you coming on. My first phone interview through all of this. We made it.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Carolyn, and good luck with everyone. Everyone get out, lace up those shoes, get your red socks. The 16th annual Run for the House, that's coming up on April 16th. Have a great day, Carolyn. Wash your hands and be safe.
Same. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. This has been Neon and Beyond. If you have any concerns, emails, or you just want to chat, you can also do that. It's Steph, STEPH, at .97.com. Thanks for taking the time. Put a big smile on your face. Of course, wash your hands. We're getting through this, all of us together. Why? Because Lotus cares, and you guys are awesome.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book, take a walk, unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September, paint a self-portrait, catch up on a TV series, do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part. because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
No one ever says you're a bad person if you have cancer. No one says it's your fault for having autism or Alzheimer's. So why should having an opioid addiction be any different? When we shame the sick, it keeps them from seeking treatment. Addiction is a disease, and it's up to us to stop the stigma. See how you can reduce the stigma at nbopioidresponse.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
In the times we live in, of course, our whole world is changing, but trying to put a smile on your face and give you some hope and let you know that giving back always is a great thing and that there are programs for all of us during the COVID-19. Everyone at Lotus Broadcasting wishes you nothing but the best for you and your family, reminding you to wash your hands and stay healthy and stay home for Nevada. With that said, another great time for us to get involved along with the Elaine Wynn and Family Foundation, which is awesome. And this morning, I am honored to have with us on the phone Poonam Mather, the executive director for the Elaine Wynn and Family Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning. What a wonderful way to begin with all that love you just showered us with.
Oh, thank you. You know, I'm trying. Usually on Neon and Beyond, it's about everything going on in the community, how you can get involved, how programs will work for everyone. So we're still facilitating it that way via phone and obviously a lot of the programs changing. And with that being said, you guys are doing a great thing for everyone, of course, with the Family Foundation. So tell us about that.
Well, it is an extraordinary times that we're in, and part of what we know is, you know, they get strong. We show up. There's such compassion in the community. So there was a group of us that recognized that we now had people who were really highly vulnerable or at risk based on the CDC guidelines for COVID-19, medically fragile. And we also know that we live in a community that has an unacceptable level of poverty. And so that became really complicated because there are people listening right now who are at very high risk and are truly without any resource to be able to feed themselves. They cannot go take advantage of the grocery giveaways because they shouldn't leave their home. They don't have friends, neighbors, or support of people who can bring them food to their door. So in response to that really intense need, we stood up in about 3 days, something we're calling Delivering with Dignity. And it's pretty straightforward. We've got restaurants who are keeping their kitchens alive by producing food. We have volunteer drivers that we refer to as food heroes. We have a national technology platform that will do all the logistics and routing for us. And so we kicked it up as a pilot because there's a lot to learn. We're building something we've never built before. We piloted it beginning on Monday. We had 800 meals that went to the households of grandparents and great-grandparents who were raising their foster grandchildren. And so those people were getting in their cars every day because that was the only way that those kids could get their free Clark County hot meals. Then they would get in their cars again to take advantage of the 3-square grocery giveaways. All of that is the only way they could eat, but that grandparent, that great-grandmother should never be leaving the house. And so we needed to keep her in to keep that whole family safe. And so 800 meals were delivered to about 100 families on Monday, and then we did the same thing with another 100 families on Tuesday, and we've just been rolling through the week. And by the time the week's over, we will have about 5,000 meals that will have been delivered. And most importantly, we'll have a system that will be standing up over the longer term. So as more people feel the intensity of their isolation and are trying to balance that with the intensity of their physical vulnerability, we're going to love on them and deliver with dignity.
Well, I love the name of the program, but there's so many different levels here. First of all, for those listening this morning, thank you for joining us on Neon and Beyond, talking about delivering with dignity. Let's talk about people that are in crisis and need the help. How do they reach out to your organization?
So all information, if you want information, if you think that this is something that will save your life, call the United Way. So that's the main number. If I can give it out, Steph, is that okay?
Yes, please give everything.
Sure. Their main number is 702-892-2000. 892-2300. 892-2300. That's United Way. So if you're a nonprofit listening and you know you've got clients that fit this very specific criteria, then call United Way. If you're a person and you think this is your situation, I want you to call United Way.
I love the collaboration because right there you just gave me chills. That's something that I have always seen so much. We are such an amazing community and so strong, and all of our charities work together, but especially now, that is amazing that you just said two charities to reach out as well.
Yeah, and we've also got restaurant partners who want desperately to keep their kitchen workers employed. They don't want to yet have another job that gets cut. And so this gives us an opportunity to keep some of our local businesses alive, and they couldn't be more honored and thrilled because we are about Neon and Beyond, and right now we're discovering the depths and the heights of our beyond.
Absolutely. And so with the restaurants that you're using, are they delivering?
No, the restaurants are producing the food because the whole thing in a COVID-19 world needs to have a ton of social separation. So in those kitchens where those restaurant owners know their staff, they know their space, and they don't have a lot of people in there, they can keep their employees safe. They then prepare the meals, and we have our food heroes, our volunteer drivers, which are all coordinated by United Way. And those drivers will show up at the restaurant that they're designated to show up at about 12:30 in the afternoon. By 1, they open their cars up, food's loaded in, and then by 1 o'clock they're rolling. They will make about 5 or 6 deliveries guided by routing that is given to them through the technology app, and they leave the food at the door so that there's no interaction because we want to manage the risk. This is a public health crisis. At the end of the day, that we want to stop the spread of COVID-19.
And even with that being said, I just have to ask, because I have a lot of people reaching out, and I know a lot of people want to help. We got to keep it at the minimum, obviously. And as we go forward in the weeks to come, will there be a need for more volunteers?
We will have need, yes, for more volunteers. We will have need for money. Anyone that wants to donate, we got to pay for this thing. And the generosity of strangers is what makes Vegas strong. Hashtag Vegas strong.
Yes.
So anyone that wants to donate can do so by going to moonridgefoundation.org. Moonridgefoundation.org. Express your connectivity to the community that way. If you are a volunteer, here are the requirements for volunteering as a food hero. It's super important that you not be on the high at-risk list based on CDC guidelines. It's important that you have a valid Nevada driver's license, and we need you to either be currently employed or be on layoff status, and then have auto insurance. So if you've got those four things, you're not at risk, you're healthy, you are employed or in laid-off status, have a driver's license and insurance, you are needed as a food hero. And that, again, you call United Way, and they are taking care of all of that. It's a fun process.
Well, I wanted to make sure we got that out because I know a lot of people want to volunteer. We just have to make sure that we're doing it, since it is a public health crisis, at the right way, correct?
Safety first through every step and stage of the thing. Yeah, because we're trying to manage. It's about keeping our health, keeping our community safe, and the most vulnerable, keeping them safe. And so the whole thing is done with social separation. We do not have large numbers of people anywhere, anytime, because that doesn't help the community as a whole. And I also wanted to, Steph, it's important, I just want to say that all of this happened very quickly, and it was really Commissioner Merrill Kirkpatrick who was really feeling the intensity of the pain of the community members that she knew who were in this group. And it was her that actually laid down the gauntlet and challenged us to get it done. And so I just want to say that that's what leaders do. They just take action, and they figure out how to get things done. So we're lucky to have her at the helm of our county commission.
Well, thank you. And those that are joining us this morning, this is Neon and Beyond, of course, doing everything that we can because we are, like you said, hashtag Vegas strong. And we are joined with the wonderful Pooman Mather, the executive director from the Elaine P. Wynn and Family Foundation, delivering with dignity this morning. Are we getting everything out for everyone this morning? Did we get all the information?
The one thing I do want to say is that this is a time where let's convert the depth of our compassion into action. And what I mean by that is that we've got people who are at high risk based on the CDC guidelines, those are the people that we need to keep safely in their home. If they need food because they are poor, and we've got way too many folks that struggle with poverty, if they're poor and you live in the same neighborhood and you've got the ability to prepare a meal and leave it on their doorstep, please do it.
Great idea.
Yeah, if you've got the ability to make a DoorDash order to have it delivered to the front door of that family, please do it. But for those of us in this community that don't have the neighbor that would do that for us, that don't have the support to make sure that that food is at our doorstep, that's exactly who we want to find for Delivering with Dignity. So if you know that person, I want you to help them, right?
Well, and
so
my other...
we can then focus on people that don't have any hope at all.
Well, and another thing that I'd like you to, you know, help clarify with this too is when we ask for donations from all the numerous organizations, you know, of course, Three Square being huge, Delivering with Dignity, obviously all the great things that are going on and looking and trying to help as much as we can. But the people that want to donate, you know, are also living in times of, hey, I've donated before, but is $5 enough or does that not work?
You know what? Every nickel works, right? And so if we all give, I mean, oceans are simply a whole bunch of drops of water, right? So we can create an ocean of hope and an ocean of compassion in our community if everyone does something. And so whether that something is picking up the phone and calling someone you haven't talked to in a long time that you think may be struggling to say, I just was thinking of you and it's going to be okay. Right now, that's important as a contribution. If you can give a buck, $10, $100, $1,000, donate to the whatever organization most closely hits your passion, right? Let's all just show up and do whatever we can. If I can prepare an extra meal and leave it out at the doorstep of my aging neighbor who's got cystic fibrosis, let me do that, right? We can all do something. And the depth of compassion in our community, we saw it after 1 October. We were all there together in that moment. We know how strong it is. And this is a time when we got to pull it out and we got to keep it as vibrant as we can for as long as we can, because this isn't going to be over tomorrow or the next day. We got to stay together for a longer period of time. And
well,
I know we will.
And we will. We definitely will. This morning, Poonam Mather, the executive director from the Elaine P. Wynn and Family Foundation, just want to remind everyone, moonridgefoundation.org. Emails, if this is something that you need, is it the COVID-19 at uwsn.org? Okay.
United Way, Southern Nevada. So you can either call United Way or email United Way.
And is there, and then the phone number again?
Is area code 702-892-2300.
Thank you for all the work that you guys continue to do and how hard you guys are working. I know that it's a lot of work, and coming together as quickly as you guys have to make sure that these meals are getting delivered is amazing.
Hashtag Vegas Strong. It's how we roll, Steph, right?
Yeah.
All of us know that.
It is.
So, and listen, thank you for having me on. I'm going to say smooches to you.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. That's my thing. I always tell everyone smooches.
Smooches.
It is so
smooches
fun.
To everyone listening. Smooches. Yeah. And just do it with a social distance of 6 feet, please.
6 feet, and make sure that we just continue to help our whole community, because we do this together to thrive. And we are there, you know, this isn't going to be forever, but the right now is what we're focusing on, right?
That's right. And let's make a pinky promise, 6 feet apart, let's make a pinky promise that we will leave nobody behind, no matter how long this goes on. Let's do that.
Absolutely. Well, Poonam, you know, of course, wash your hands. You stay safe. Good luck to all of everyone working hard behind the scenes at the Elaine P. Wynn and Family Foundation. And again, thank you guys for doing this. Don't forget moonridgefoundation.org. Thank you.
Thank you, Steph.
All right. Have a great day. And thank you for listening to Neon and Beyond. If you have any concerns or questions, just let me know. It's Steph, STEPH, at .97.com. Put a big smile on your face. Take a deep breath. We're all getting through this together. I promise you, we are going to come out of it, and we want everyone to be safe, 6 feet apart. It's Neon and Beyond.
If you would like to contact us with any comments, program ideas, or would like to raise awareness for your nonprofit organization or event, email Melissa Meyer at melissa@lvradio.com. Neon and Beyond is a public service of Lotus Broadcasting in Las Vegas, Nevada.